Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
Roy Horn, the dude who thrilled Las Vegas crowds as part of the Siegfried and Roy show until the Tiger attack ended his career in 2003, is the latest celebrity to have tested positive for coronavirus. In a statement to ABC News, Horn's publicist said, "We can confirm that Roy Horn has tested positive for the virus that causes COVID-19 and is currently responding well to treatment. Most importantly, Siegfried and Roy send positive wishes to everyone impacted by the pandemic. We will have no further comment on Roy's recovery at this time and ask everyone to respect his right to privacy." This virus knows no boundaries of wealth or fame or location or age or anything like that. Roy Horn, the latest to get diagnosed. Harrison Ford is under investigation by the Federal Aviation Administration after he says he misheard a radio instruction while operating his aircraft on an airport runway. The 77-year-old star, who is an avid pilot, was operating a plane at California's Hawthorne Airport on April 24th when he crossed a runway while another aircraft was landing. In a statement to Page Six, Ford's rep said, "Mr. Ford crossed the airport's only runway in his aircraft after he misheard a radio instruction from air traffic control. He immediately acknowledged the mistake and apologized to air traffic control for the error. The purpose of the flight was to maintain currency and proficiency in the aircraft." His rep also said that no one was injured in the incident and there was never any danger of a collision. In a statement to CNN, the Federal Aviation Administration said the FAA is investigating an incident in which the pilot of an Aviat Husky taxied across the runway at Hawthorne Municipal Airport Friday afternoon while another aircraft was performing a touch-and-go landing. And Tekashi 6ix9ine is free to start filming music videos in his backyard while under house arrest. According to TMZ, Judge Engelmeyer gave the rapper permission, quote, "to conduct employment-related activities outside of the residence, but within the confines of the rented property." According to court documents, the judge says Tekashi can perform employment-related activities for 2 hours per week and one specific day that needs advanced approval by the probation officer. He's also allowed to do work in his basement, but it's, quote, "limited to no more than an eight-hour period per day, with a schedule also approved by the probation officer." The rapper dropped a major hint on his Instagram story that something in the way of new music is coming May 8th. Oh boy, hardly wait. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street and Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.